Welcome to the R.T. Ward's Author's Journey.
A behind-the-scenes look of an author's world.
It's a podcast made just for you.
Welcome to today's podcast, and I have something interesting to share with you today. It was an unexpected thing that happened. I was in this whole thing of doing this fiction book, which is, you know, kind of all-consuming. I was asked to do a homeschool mom book, and so, or to contribute to the homeschool mom book. And it really surprised me as far as writing a chapter for this collaboration. It surprised me in a way that was good. It was a little bit scary. And just to understand and realize, you know, kind of where my heart and mind have been at during the homeschool journey, reflecting on that, and just moving forward in what God is calling. So, that being said, I'm going to share a little bit about everything with this homeschool mom book. That's actually the release date is May 19th, but it is out, and you can, if you're curious about it, you can go to my website and click on the link there, or my Facebook, and find out about more about it. And you can order it from Amazon if you like. It would make a great gift for homeschool moms to encourage them and lift them up. So that being said, getting into this, writing my chapter, and it was a challenge, and truthfully, it was healing for me. I'm going to talk a little bit about the process now and what I learned. So when the publisher called me to be a part of this collaboration project, I thought, oh, no, not right now. I have a fiction book coming out this year. We're in the thick of things. I'm homeschooling four kids. You know, as soon as the thought happened, though, I immediately felt the tug of the Holy Spirit on my heart. I was like, oh boy, here we go. I was not sure what was going to happen. I was still on the phone with this, the woman from Hope Book Publishing. And I paused for a minute, and I went to my husband, and I said, they're asking me if I want to contribute, collaborate a chapter in this homeschool mom book. And he said to pray. And so I prayed about it. And anyway, I knew I was to contribute and that Jesus would work it out. So the next thing I know, I heard myself say yes to the nice voice on the phone, and then proceeded to hang up and freak out because with the kids, with the health issues, with writing the fiction book, the everyday reality did not have room for a collaboration project. And Andrew, my husband, he called me and he said, matter of fact, you know, Rose, what did you hear from God? I kind of took a breath and said that I'm supposed to do this. And he said it in confidence, as he does. He said, then don't worry, it'll work out. And there is a reason that you heard yes. That man, he has got a gift of faith, and it's a beautiful thing. And it allowed me to take a deep breath and refocus for the moment. And I knew there were some months before, you know, having to turn in the project for the book, but I wasn't sure how long. But in the meantime, I was trying to think of ideas, things I've written before, different things, and each one kind of failed, and it wouldn't fully form, and my heart and mind just wasn't right, and I could feel it wasn't right, and it went on like this for quite a time. I began to think, okay, did I hear God wrong, and did I make a mistake thinking I would be ready when the go time call came from Hope Books, you know, publishing? So I went back into prayer about it, and again I heard from the Lord that it was not a mistake, and in fact, that I was to trust in what would come and when to write it and all of it. So in my heart, I was like, okay, Lord, I do not want to wait until the last minute to write this thing. But again, he told me, wait, trust, to go as he leads, when he leads. Yeah, so I did. But every time I brought my mind and heart to think about the chapter, again, I was shown over and over, wait, trust, it's not time yet. So when I received the message for when the first draft was due, it was less than a month for me to complete the draft, and I hadn't even started. So again, every time I brought it, you know, my mind came to it, my heart, to think on the chapter, nothing happened except more, you know, waiting. So here is the deadline that's fast approaching, okay? And at this point, I'm like, Lord, this is really getting down to the wire. It was kind of comical because as I was saying that in prayer, he gave me two verses that I had to look up because I couldn't remember what they said. And to my surprise, they were different, but they were just alike. Those two verses reflected each other. And Well, it gave me some stuff to think about. And I was like, oh boy, this is not just a fluff piece. And again, I was like, what? So it turns out that there were several things that needed to happen prior to me writing this chapter, and that I not only needed to hear, but I needed to understand from the Lord before starting the chapter. And it was all his timing. And, you know, after I read those verses and I prayed more, because I was like, what is this about? Holy Spirit was like, he gave me a quote in my heart to share. So this was the quote that came into my heart and that I wrote down. Don't be afraid to teach the things you want to learn. Learn the things you want to teach, nor be fearful of being irrelevant in doing so. It's like, okay, all right, that's all I had in the moment. But that quote that was put on my heart, I knew God wanted me to share. It was for me, but it was for others. And it hit me deeply because of the struggles I've faced and sometimes still face as a homeschool mom and family. I mean, the world's invading systems, and they've played their part well. They've taken a toll. They've created issues in my own teaching systems and methods, and you know, that I thought I was supposed to implement to be a successful homeschool mom, homeschool family. After understanding the personal scriptures verses God put on my heart and this quote he gave me, the words, they then started to flow and to fill in those blank pages. So just to break down the quote a little bit, the first thing was, don't be afraid to teach the things you want to learn. This reminded me that teaching is one of the best ways to learn. Even when we're not an expert in something, sharing what we are learning helps us solidify our understanding, and it can in fact inspire those around us, including our kids. We can't let imposter syndrome, you know, hold us back trying to be perfect. Number two was, learn the things you want to teach. Okay, learn the things you want to teach. Okay, this felt like a call for intentional learning. If we feel that we need to share or teach something in the future, we can make it a priority to study it now. It's kind of like a reminder to us to be proactive and prepared, and it's a great way to help our children in life, in study, in teaching others, you know, teaching others themselves. The third thing is, nor be fearful of being irrelevant in doing so. Kind of a mouthful, I know, but that's the way it came across. And so I believe that, you know, God knows that I have struggled with fear, and I'm sure that many of you listening, that's, you know, that happens, right? And we have this struggle with fear, not feeling worthy or that we matter. But this encouraged me to pursue growth, be authentic in my journey without having the fear of whether someone else validates it or not, or even pays attention in any manner. Okay. So that is kind of how the quote broke down in my brain and heart. So I think we can rest assured that teaching in a bold manner, even when we're smack dab in the middle of the processes of understanding how to, that it's okay. We need not place judgment on ourselves or kids when we do things that are considered like outside the box or not, you know, not measured by the ways of the world. I mean, who made the measuring stick anyway? And why do we feel we must follow it to achieve success? You know, writing the chapter, it kind of caught me off guard, but that was a good thing. God knew it was exactly what I needed so that I would share the things that could bring encouragement for other moms in the trenches. This chapter has spurred other things on in my life with the ministry moms and different things that I would like to create. So it's more than just a book. It's really helped me kind of get a little bit more in vulnerable spaces, I guess, for in my own life and with other moms. It's taught me on a deeper level, various layers, and showed me we can grow as we give, teach our kids. We don't have to be experts in everything we teach, and that it's okay to learn out loud. I mean, mama, if you're listening to this, you are seen. You can trust that your voice matters to your kids. You know, we can practice helping them learn in an intentional way, and it's not only essential to them, but to us as well. And we don't have to let fear get in our way of stepping forward in our pursuit of honoring God in all we say and do in our homeschool journeys. You know, even if you're not in a homeschool journey, just being a mom and having kids in school, I mean, there's teaching all the time, no matter if you homeschool or not. But honoring God in ways that the world just can't see or fully understand, you know? And as I was thinking about this chapter, like I wrote this in the chapter, it's fear is a rudder by which the world steers, and we do not have to jump into its boat. And I, you know, God gave me that analogy too. And it's just like, you know, we don't have to jump in the boat. We are actually the scariest things in the room. because we walk in the authority of Christ. So we can build our own ships in God's leading, and we can navigate new seas together. Isn't that the point? In unity, together, we can do this. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. Short and sweet, but I just wanted to relay some things about what was behind the book and the chapter to the book that and the collaboration project. And I actually can't wait to read 9 other moms' chapters. How exciting is that? The release date is actually May 19th, and we will go live. I'll be in North Carolina, and we'll do a live at 7 p.m. And so we'd love to, if you want to jump on, you know, Facebook or anything like that, we'll be able to see that. And, but before then, it is available. People, the publisher let us put a link to Amazon. You can order it now before that release celebration comes. Anyway, thank you for being here today, and I will see you next time.